From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. China announced today it's suspending military talks with the U.S. because of Washington's plan to sell arms to Taiwan, which China regards as a breakaway province. The Obama administration told Congress yesterday it wants to sell more than $6 billion in weapons, including Black Hawk helicopters, Patriot missiles, and two refurbished mine-hunting ships. From Beijing, the BBC's Damian Grammaticus reports.
To drive home the message about Beijing's anger at this arms sale, China's Vice Foreign Minister He Yafei summoned the U.S. ambassador to Beijing, John Huntsman, to tell him that the sale could have a serious negative impact on cooperation between America and China. The arms are part of a package first pledged by George Bush's White House. They include Patriot missile defense systems, 60 Black Hawk helicopters, and communications equipment for Taiwan's F-16 fighter jets. China, which claims sovereignty over Taiwan, is urging that the deal be cancelled.
The BBC's Damian Grammaticus in Beijing. The Taliban is denying reports that its representatives met with a United Nations official to discuss prospects for peace in Afghanistan. A UN official has said the Taliban met with a UN envoy in Dubai earlier this month. Today, a statement from the Taliban said the report was based on futile and baseless rumors. The U.S. has been urging Afghan leaders to reach out to militants to find an end to the eight-year war. Intelligence officials in Pakistan say a U.S. drone aircraft fired a missile into a militant compound in the North Waziristan region along the Afghan border overnight. At least five militants were killed. The Obama administration has issued new rules governing how health insurance plans pay for mental illnesses. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
Health insurers now have guidance on how to implement the landmark legislation requiring them to treat mental health conditions more on par with physical ones. The new rules define legislation passed in 2008 and that went into effect October 2009. The law covers 140 million people in group health plans. The new regulations are generally consumer-friendly. For example, if people have to pay a certain amount of money before their insurance kicks in, then money spent on medical and surgical care counts towards mental health payments. The administration will still be taking comments on the rules for 3 months. Officials say they don't expect the regulations will add much to the cost of health insurance. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
Lawmakers in Hawaii yesterday decided not to vote on a bill that would legalize same-sex civil unions. The Senate had approved the measure last week, but House leaders decided to postpone a decision indefinitely. Supporters say members didn't want to be on the record in favor of civil unions in an election year. Five states have approved same-sex civil unions. Five others have legalized same-sex marriage. This is NPR News. A major winter storm is spreading across the southeast U.S. this morning. The National Weather Service is predicting as much as a foot of snow in some places. Temperatures are expected to remain below freezing throughout the weekend. Authorities in western North Carolina have shut down two highways in the mountains after snow and ice caused several accidents. Authorities shut down First Regional Bank yesterday. The Los Angeles-based bank is expected to cost the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation more than $825 million. So far, 15 banks have failed this year. Americans became more upbeat about the economy this past month. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
The University of Michigan's closely watched Index of Consumer Sentiment rose for a second straight month in January. The index, which is based on telephone interviews with 500 or more people, rose nearly 2 points to 74.4. That's the highest level in 2 years. Consumer confidence is one ingredient in consumer spending, which accounts for more than two-thirds of gross domestic product, along with employment, income, and household wealth. Both assessments of current economic conditions and expectations of future economic activity improved. The findings are similar to those announced earlier by the Conference Board following a broader survey of consumers. In a more worrisome sign, Americans' inflation expectations increased, and that is not likely to please the Federal Reserve. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
In tennis, Serena Williams won the women's singles championship at the Australian Open today. She beat Justine Henin 6-4, 3-6, 6-2. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News, in Washington.